Now, you're listening in to ABC Central Western Western Plains this morning. Do you have a bird as a pet? Or are you planning on getting one? Have you always wanted a pretty little thing that could sing back to you? What are some of the things that you should know? Well, Dr. Georgia Ladmore is with us from the Orange Vet Hospital. Georgia, thank you for joining us in the studio.
Thank you.
So, well, let's start with, I guess, some of the things you should keep in mind if you've already got a bird as a pet. Like, what if they're in a cage? It's not just that, right? There are other things you need to do for it.
Yeah, for sure. So birds are excellent pets and they really can be really wonderful, but they have really long lifespans. They have excellent memories and we need to make sure that we're meeting their needs because they're not just little dogs. So it's important to think about the environment that they're kept in, what we're feeding them, and even the social interactions, because birds are really, really social species and they don't cope well if they're just in a cage all day and not getting social interactions like they would if they're in the wild with a flock.
Yeah, okay. So let's start with the environmental thing. So what can you do to make sure that where they are is good for them, I guess?
Yeah, so for most birds, a cage becomes more like a holding facility and more like a bedroom. And if you're confined to your life in a bedroom, life can be a bit boring. So for most birds, even kept as indoor pets, then having some time through the day where they're out and about, exploring, doing your human things with you. They might like to shred some paper while you do the cooking or eat the odds and ends of your fruit and veggies as you're cooking dinner. Birds will also appreciate just having some social time to do some training. And birds are very, very trainable. They're very smart. So the more time that we put into training them, the more that they can use their brain for positive things and the less health issues we see and behavioural issues over time.
Right. Okay. So birds are... So what kind of things can you train birds to do?
So a lot of people will know that budgies and... cockatiels, some of our cockatoos and galahs can easily talk, mm-hmm. but birds can also do tricks. We can teach birds to do things like step up, roll over. Birds could be really good at doing little birdie high fives, and we can certainly train those habits. We can also give them environmental enrichment, so things like little presents where they might have a food reward on the inside and it's like a pass the parcel. We wrap it up with different things on the outside and they get to destroy it. So
That's
these sorts
great.
Of things help to use a bird's brain, because in the wild they don't just get their food in a little platter. They've got to go and search for it, they've got to escape predators, and it's about using those birdie brains for good, not evil, and that way we've got a bird that's much more content and happy as a pet.
Yeah, right. So it's kind of that they like that intellectual challenge.
Absolutely. Wow. It's pretty cool to look at how a bird mind works. There's a really cool book called Bird Minds, and that's got some absolutely fascinating anecdotes. We don't often keep crows and ravens as pets, but thinking about crows and ravens that have been known to get a pine nut and throw it down when the traffic light is red and then go down when the traffic light goes red again and pick up the food that has been cracked by the tires going over the top of it.
Wow. We could talk about that all day, but we better...
So imagine then putting something with that sort of intellect in a cage
all day. In a cage with nothing to play with. Right. Okay. So that's one part of it. But then also I'm curious to know about the diet. So I mean, what are some of the things you should keep in mind if you've got a bird as a pet in terms of what you're feeding them?
Yeah, so for most parrot species, the ideal diet is going to be fruit and veg rather than seeds. And that's a common misconception, because if you go to Woolies and you look for something with a bird on it, it's going to be seed. Mm. Whereas for most birds, fruit and veg should make up the majority of what they're eating.
Is that right? Okay.
We should be trying to avoid really high calorie snacks like pieces of protein. Parrots are not made to eat chicken or beef. They're not made to eat tofu. And even nuts should be in moderation rather than a main source of diet. You think if you eat 1 kilo of cashews a day, what that does to your waistline and what that does to your liver. Birds have really sensitive livers, and that's right. Where we tend to see problems with fatty overloads if birds have really high fat and high protein diets.
And is it similar? I mean, is it the kind of thing where different breeds need different things?
Yeah, so for the mainstay, we can meet their needs with a pellet, and usually most of the companies that make bird pellets will make sure that's a complete and balanced diet. For small birds, they'll tend to be a smaller chopped pellet. For large birds, a much larger pellet. But the majority of that diet is not made up of seeds and grains. It's actually a much more varied thing to meet all their vitamin and mineral needs.
Okay. Dr. Georgia Ladmore is with us, who is from the Orange Vet Hospital. We're talking a bit about keeping birds as pets. Now, what about wild birds? Wild birds versus pet birds.
So wild birds are beautiful.
Aren't they?
They are absolutely amazing. They have not been bred to be coming into captivity, so they don't tend to have the same amount of domestication, and that makes trying to steal birds and keeping them in captivity to be both illegal and rather immoral from an ethical point of view, because these birds have really not been bred for domestication and living in a cage. There's also some tricky things where wild birds can have a lot of different infectious agents that our indoor birds don't get exposed to.
Okay.
So we don't tend to promote birds, pet birds interacting with wild birds.
Right. Okay. So keep your pet birds away from wild birds if, you know, there would be a situation where they could get
entangled
or anything.
So things like keeping your bird on the front veranda and then them dropping their food will encourage wild birds to come down and eat that leftover food.
Oh,
so trying
that makes
to minimise that.
Right. Okay. And of course, as always, making sure that you know, if you've got any worries about your bird, coming straight to the vet, if, you know, that's probably an important thing.
Birds are really secretive when they are sick. So usually by the time a bird gets sick and shows that they're sick, they're quite unwell. So if you're worried about your bird, we'd rather see it earlier rather than later.
Right.
Birds certainly get all the same things that dogs and cats do. We see birds with liver disease. We see birds with heart defects. We see birds with injuries from other pets or other small people in the household.
Mm.
So that's certainly something that your vet can help with.
Well, I have never even considered having a bird as a pet. This has been a fascinating conversation, Georgia. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That's Dr. Georgia Ladmore there, who is from the Orange Vet Hospital. If you've got a bird as a pet, or maybe you were thinking about getting one, that gives you some really, good information